Pastor David, introduction, but I think it was pretty good.
他不懂聽中文,但相信我們給他一個很合理的介紹。
I just want to thank Pastor David for opportunity to speak to the Chinese congregation.
多謝牧師給我們,我在這裡可以跟大家分享信息。
I all said this, and I'll say it again, wow, Pastor David knows two languages, perhaps three languages, but anytime you have a translator, they deserve double pay.
因為牧師懂得兩種或多個言語的時候,他可能應該給他雙倍的薪金。
For September, October, November, in the fall, I have all birthdays on the women's side of my family.
在這個秋季裡面,我家人裡面,特別是很多女士,是有經歷她們生日的。
I had my twin granddaughters were born in September.
我兩個是媽生的孫女,是9月出世。
And my oldest granddaughter and youngest daughter were born in October.
我一個孫女和自己的女兒是10月出世。
And my oldest daughter and my youngest granddaughter were born in November.
另外兩個都是女性的,是11月出生。
You see, that's why Pastor Day deserved double honor, if he can catch that translation.
我都聽到蒙曬的時候,就實在不配這些家人工了。
So for the fall, Pastor Al is our grandfather, and treating my daughters and my granddaughter, I'm broke.
所以因為要跟我們慶祝的時候,我用了我的錢了。
But their family, you treat your family by giving them gifts.
但對於家人有這樣慶祝的時候,我們通常會送禮物給他們。
Okay, I have a gift for you.
我今天帶了禮物來。
And I'm going to give this gift to someone, if you can get the answers from the sermon notes.
如果你在講道大綱裡面,找到正確的答案,就會收到禮物。
Oh, it smells good.
有些人香味的。
But I really want you to come up and give the answer to the sermon notes, and you'll give this gift today.
但是條件是講道裡面大綱的要求答案答啱了,就有機會了。
Okay, I want to say this. If you have won a gift in the past,
如果你過去贏過這個獎品的時候,
let someone else win the gift.
給別人一些機會。
Because you're too smart.
因為你太聰明了。
Okay, duck may up. Duck may duck. Duck. Okay, here we go. I have an illustration.
我有一個用來做比喻的。
Yay. I have Pastor Al's used to be a good tennis player.
我以前打網球打得好好的。A
very good tennis player.
實在打得非常好。
But I'm too old now.
我年紀太大了。
But there's a person in Australia named Rod Laver. Anybody heard of him?
有沒有聽過一個澳洲人叫Rod Laver呢?
Laver. And he won the Grand Slam twice. You mean four tournaments in a year? He won the big tournaments twice, Rod Laver.
咁呢佢贏過呢個網球界嘅大滿貫比賽呢,贏過兩年嘅。
And he gave his success of how he won the Grand Slam.
佢分享佢贏呢比賽嘅秘訣。
And this is what he says. When I play tennis, I focus.
我打網球的時候,我看著,很專注。
I focus on the tennis ball.
我一定看著那個網球。
Oops, the light. I can't see. Okay, thank you, David. Rod Laver says, I focus on the tennis ball.
我一定看著那個網球。
And that's why he won the Grand Slam.
所以他贏了兩次這個大滿貫的比賽。
Focus, focus, focus.
专注。
For a Christian, what is our main focus in life?
作为一个基督徒，我们生命里应该专注什么呢？
For you ladies, there is a sister called Mary and Martha.
作为姊妹的，我们听过玛利亚和马大的故事。
In Luke chapter 10:40, it says, But Martha was distracted with all her preparations.
在路加福音十章那里告诉我们，这个马大因为家事很忙乱。
When you look at the two sisters in the same family,
在这个同一个家庭里面两个姊妹。
One was very focused and the other one was very distracted.
一个很专注，另一个受到干扰。
For Martha, she was distracted with all her preparations.
马大呢，是被她要做预备的家务是干扰着。
Martha has a problem like you this morning have a problem.
可能同我们当中今天早上有些人是相似。
Distractions in life.
就是生命里面不同的干扰。
And Martha was distracted with her preparation in hospitality. What's wrong with hospitality?
其实马大做嘢冇乜大碍啊，佢系要招待客人啊嘛。
Yeah, Chinese in the family we're all hospitable.
我哋做中文大部分都好客气噶，好愿意招呼客人噶。
And so Martha was going around getting the food and everything and making all the preparation.
咁马大就喺度忙乱，系预备各样款待客人嘅工作。
But her sister did the right thing.
但是个妹妹这个玛利亚先是做得对的。
Because Mary focused on Jesus.
因为玛利亚是专注在耶稣身上。
She sat down in front of Jesus and worshipped him.
她在耶稣面前坐低然后敬拜他。
But Martha's going around getting preparation, the food and everything, and leaving Jesus alone.
但是马大周围他忙乱的时候竟然是忽略了耶稣。
You see, ladies and gentlemen, hospitality is not bad.
去招呼人其实不是一件坏事。
In fact, being hospitable is good.
是怎么款待客人是好的。
But it's not the best thing in life.
但不是生命里面最好的。
You see, Jesus walked into the home, and you should drop everything.
真的，如果耶稣来到家的时候，你应该放低一切的东西。
Drop everything, to sit at his feet, listen to his words, and worship him.
应该坐在他面前，听他所讲的话，以及敬拜他。
That's the best thing in life.
这才是生命里面最好的。
Worship Jesus.
就是敬拜耶稣。
You see, after worshiping Jesus, Martha should have joined her sister. Then after you worship Jesus, then you could do the hospitality.
马大可以先去同耶稣一起，然后先去做佢所要做嘅事情。
I'm afraid in life, we settle for just doing the good things, but we don't want to do the best things in life.
喺生命里边，好多时我哋就觉得系好嘅，但系忽略咗最好嘅。
Our generation is a generation of Marthas, so distracted.
我哋呢个世代嘅人，大家都好似马大咁，系忽略最好嘅。
I did this message on running the race.
我将呢个信息系基于呢个赛跑呢个咁嘅信息上边。
In running the race, you have to focus well.
喺赛跑嘅时候，你要系好专注。
And I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 to 3 because there's four things that you need to do in running a good race.
有圣经可以打开希伯来书第十二章一至三节，嗰度有四件事情教导我哋点样专注。
And here's the first thing.
第一样。
I call this run light.
我叫之做放下你嘅累赘。
The Hebrew writer is telling the audience here in Hebrews 12. 1a.
在希伯来书十二章第一节上半节，他这样讲。
It says, Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us.
他说，既然这么多见证人看着我们的时候，我们就要放下这缠累我们的东西。
This is an interesting verse because it says there's so great a cloud of witnesses looking at us or we're looking at them.
留意这里讲到有很多见证人好像云彩咁围绕着睇住。
And who's the cloud of witnesses? Some say they're angels in heaven looking down at us.
这些证人是代表什么人呢? 有些人解释说是天使。
I believe these clouds of witnesses are people who live by faith, who are gone before us.
我认为正确解释应该是说以前是曾经在我们当中活过一些信心的见证，有好的见证的人。
But what the Hebrew writer is saying to the audience, as I am saying to you this morning, is to run light.
但我今次跟你讲的就是要走得轻省。
And that phrase simply means run light is to dump all weight and don't get entangled by sin.
走輕省意思就是放下前類我們的重擔就是罪。
Okay, Pastor Al always have interactive messages.
我會講到的時候跟大家有些互動的。
Okay, I would like you for invite you to all stand just a second for illustration.
我可以就請大家一起站起來。
When you run Run light, and that means dump the weight. You put your hands down like
an elevator.
Okay, and number one, in running the race, run light. Put your hands up and down.
第一隻手又慢慢放低。
Okay, 清楚。
清楚。
You know, that expression, in running the race, you always run light.
賽跑的時候應該是穿得輕省的。
Well, several translations have lay aside every encumbrance, something that weighs you down.
這個翻譯是對這個詞語怎樣叫放低前女罪有很多不同的翻譯。
The King James Version has lay aside every weight.
有些翻譯是講到放低重擔。
And the new NIV, International Version, that says, let us throw everything that hinders our running the race.
另外一个翻译是说到扔开一些是前累我们的。
Will you not agree with me and with the Bible this morning that there are three weights that will weigh you down?
也许有三样的可以前累我们的重担。
And Paul wrote to Timothy and said, these things will weigh you down. It'll slow you down in your running the race.
保罗和提摩太说，你做这个赛跑的时候，你留意这几样会前累你的。Number
one is the lovers of self. You love yourself.
是，等于是爱自己。
And we are in a day and age of taking selfies of ourselves.
我们很多时候拍照是喜欢自拍。
That's a perfect symbol of what the Bible says that we're lovers of ourselves. That's the problem. The other thing Paul said of during the biblical times is true of today is another thing weighing you down is lovers of money. We live in California, the Bay Area, there's so much money in this area. There's a danger that you look at money more than the master. And here's another thing that weighs us down in our Christian life is being having lovers of pleasures. And today, people are pleasure seekers rather than seekers of God. The Hebrew writer is just simply saying, run light.
I'll
give you a few illustrations of how to run light. Well, please don't do it publicly.
我以下所分享的例子，你唔可以喺公众嘅地方嚟到做。
First of all, the ancient Greek runners ran naked.
系古希腊嘅时候，有啲人赛跑嘅时候系唔着任何衣服嘅。
Because they didn't want to carry any weight.
因为一啲嘅重量都唔要负喺身上。
Here's another illustration of running light.
另一个比喻就系。
There's that story when Paul got caught in a storm in Acts 27, and they thought they were all going to die.
在《使徒行传》27章记载，保罗和他坐在船是遇上一个风浪，他们以为他们会浸死。
This was Paul's leadership here.
那件事情显示出保罗的领导力。
He told the captain, all the passenger and the crew, dump the cargo, dump all the weight off the ship.
他叫船长和其他的船员将所有的货物抌晒落个海里边。
And it says there they began to lighten the ship by throwing out the wheat into the sea.
咁个船因为抌咗货物嘅时候咧，就船开始轻省一啲啦。
You know that dumping weight in Hebrews 12:1 is dumping sin in your life.
当然去翻希伯来书嗰度就讲到系将生命里边嘅罪去抌咗去。
That's the problem, brothers and sisters in Christ. You're carrying too much weight.
问题是我们弟兄姊妹我们身上是带着太多罪的重担
You carry weight, you carry sin, and you don't dump it.
我们背负着这些罪的担子没有将它扔出去
You know your California history in 1849, it was the gold rush here in San Francisco, California.
1849年的时候在湾区这里有个沉金的热潮
All the wagon trains from the Midwest East came west to the gold rush in 1849.
很多车队在美国不同的地方来到湾区去寻金。
They did something stupid, which we do stupid things.
做了有些是愚蠢的事情。
They loaded up their wagons too much weight on the wagons.
他们的车上面是背负太多的不同的货物。
Weight and sin will slow down your Christian life.
正如是这货物的重量好像我们的罪是会将我们属灵的生命是拖慢
For the 49ers from the east to get to the west they had to start dumping things and some people had pianos on their wagon train
有些很重的譬如钢琴都带过来于是他们开始将这些重的东西扔出去
So all through the crossing to get here to gold country you see nothing but junk on the overland journey
这个车队的路上你会见到满地都是被人遗弃的货物
And if they didn't dump all that weight then you see dead oxen on the road because they could not carry so much weight
如果没有丢货物你会看到是那些拖车的牛的尸体因为实在背负不了
My brothers and sisters in Christ too much weight too much sin in your life will slow you down it'll kill you
生命里面太多个罪恶是会令到你属灵的生命是会缩毁。
How many are college students here?
有几多而家仲读紧大学
？Any college students?
有一个。
When Pastor Al was at CIBC, I would go to Cal Berkeley and talk to the students, AACF.
我喺屋伦牧会嘅时候，我去加拿大嘅校园嗰度同佢哋搞一个团契。
Oh, I love speaking to all the Cal Berkeley students. They're all so smart.
我哋好鍾意同嗰啲學生傾偈因為佢哋好聰明。
So after speaking, I had one pretty young lady, gotta be in her, early 20s, and she just came up to me and asked me a question.
咁講完嘢之後呢有一個女學生上嚟同我傾偈。
So I was talking to other people at the time, then she came up and says, Pastor Al, can I ask you a question?
我上嚟同大家人傾偈佢就嚟問我一個問題。
So I turned around and talked to her and this was her question.
咁佢就问我呢个咁嘅问题。
She said, I have a boyfriend.
我有一个男朋友。
And he does not want me to go to the mission field. What shall I do?
我男朋友唔想我去呢个宣教工场我应该点做呢
?And I said to her, dump him.
我话你将佢同佢掟煲啦。
I said to her,Dump him.
你应该唔好再同佢做男女朋友嘅关系啦。
Don't let any boyfriend stop you from doing the will of God.
唔好让你个男朋友系妨碍你做神嘅旨意。
That boyfriend becomes a weight. She has to dump him.
嗰个男朋友就好似一个倩女，佢嘅重担系需要将佢放弃。
Yeah, I said that. I said, what did I just say?
讲完之后我都发觉，咦，点解我讲啲咁嘅嘢咧？
And then, I never saw her again.
我又好耐冇见过佢啦。
About 10 years later, I saw her at a Disney cruise.
十年之后呢我喺一个游船河上面再见返佢。
And she came up to me and said, Pastor Al, do you remember me?
你走上嚟问我你记唔记得我
And I said, no, I don't remember. I didn't remember her.
我嗰时实在想唔起系佢系边个。
Then she says, I was the one that asked you the question about my boyfriend.
我就是那個以前問你關於我的男朋友關係的事情那個。
Then ding!
那我忽然記起了。
I knew she was!
我記起誰了。
Oh no! 10 years later, I meet her on a cruise.
那我10年之後居然會見回她。
Then I had to ask her.
我一定要問她。
Did you go on the mission? Did you become a missionary?
你看有没有成为一个宣教士呢?
And she said, yes, Pastor Al, I became a missionary.
我成为一个宣教士。
Then I asked her a second question. It was important for me.
我再问一个对于我来讲是个人来讲是重要的。
I asked her, did you dump the boyfriend?
那你有没有放弃你的男朋友呢?
And did you have any regrets?
有没有觉得做错呢?
And she said, no.
绝无。
She dumped the boyfriend, went to the mission field.
扔低放弃的男朋友进入宣教工厂。
You know what that means? She got rid of sin, anything that hinders her from running the race.
任何一些是妨碍她奔走这个赛程的时候都应该放弃。
So, in running the race, run light. That means,Dump sin.
走的时候要走得轻省，好像将罪放弃一样。
And then there's a second thing in Hebrews 12:1b says, and the sin which so easily entangles us.
第二样嘅就系我哋要放弃啲罪，系因为容易缠累我哋嘅。
It talks about one specific sin.
系讲到一啲特别嘅罪。
And I believe that is the sin of unbelief.
我相信呢个系讲紧呢个不信嘅罪。
Unbelief.Tangles us up in running the race.
一啲类嘅罪咧，系会好容易缠累我哋。
It says the sin which so easily entangles us.
呢个讲呢个容易缠累我哋嘅罪。
And one day, Pastor Al was watering his lawn in San Leandro.
有一次我屋企嗰度系帮个草地淋水。
And as I was watering the lawn, I was going around.
又拎住水喉喺度淋水。
And I didn't realize.The water hose tangled me up.
我就唔觉意咧，就嗰条水喉咧，翘住我自己。
I said, "Oh man, we do dumb things, don't we?"
有时真系做啲傻嘢嘅。
We do embarrassing things, don't we?
做啲我自己尴尬嘅嘢。
So I entangle myself in the water hose, then whoa, I fell down.
因为俾条水喉缠住嘅时候咧，我跌咗喺草地上边。
Oh man, I was so embarrassed.
我觉得好尴尬。
But nobody saw me fall down.
好彩冇人见到我。
Well, that's what Hebrews 12:1 is talking about.
呢个就系呢个呢节嘅图画啦。
The sin of unbelief. You don't trust in God. You don't trust in Jesus. That sin will entangle you, and you will fall.
这个不相信神不相信耶稣的罪是会缠绕你你会跌倒的。
In running the race, everybody follow me now, in running the race, run light. Put your hands down, run light.
所以要走得轻省，第二是要走得不要让有东西缠累。
Get rid of sin, get rid of unbelief in your life.
放弃生命里面的罪和不信。
Okay, put your hands up and say two, two, two.In running the race here, the Hebrew writer talks about running long. Everybody please stand up a second.
再请大家再几多次，因为除了之外呢，还要是走得持久。
Okay, in running the race, number one, run light.
是要走得轻省。
Go slow, you gotta go slower. Number one, in running the race, number one, run light.
第一样要走的时候走得轻省。
Get rid of the sin.Of your life. Get rid of unbelief in your life. Number two.
第二样是什么呢?
In running the race, run long. Stretch out your hand slowly.
第二样是要走得持久的,慢慢将手来到抵开。
Okay, 清楚。
清楚。清楚也是清楚。
Look at Hebrews 12:1. It says, let us run withEndurance.
这个讲到是要用坚忍的心来到奔跑。
The race that is set before us.
是奔跑这个摆在我们前面的路程的赛程。
You see, in the book of Hebrews, the Hebrew Christians got so discouraged from being persecuted.
因为希伯来的信徒呢因为很多的逼迫令到他们是灰心。
The Hebrew Christians wanted to quit running the race. I quit.
好多系因为呢咁嘅情况，令到佢哋觉得需要放，想放弃。
So the Hebrew writer says, therefore, in Hebrews 10:35, therefore, don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance. 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 You have a need to run long.
所以呢个希伯来书作者前面两章讲到咧，你系需要系有忍耐力去走一个好长嘅赛程。
It was said of this of athletes, quitters are never winners, and winners are never quitters.
有人讲咧，又系走半途而废嘅，唔系赢家，赢家系唔会半途而废嘅。
Oh, Michael Chang, a tennis player, was only 17 years old.
呢个网球赛手张培德佢赢邦嘅时候系17岁啫。
And one day, he cramped up his legs, and he kept on playing tennis in the French Open, even with cramps in his legs.
喺个法国网球公开赛赛事里边，虽然个脚抽筋，佢继续去比赛。
But he never quit.
佢从冇放弃。
He never quit.
冇放弃。
He never quit.
永不言弃。
And so.He got through and he won the match and he won the championship. He won the French Open at 17 years old.
因为咁啊，继续去持续嘅时候，佢喺17岁就赢咗呢个网球公开赛。
The Hebrew Christians had need of endurance to run long.
同样嘅希伯来嘅信徒，佢哋系需要咁样去持久忍耐嘅去奔跑。
Pastor, I'd like to tell you a story of a summer camp.
我想讲同大家讲一个系暑。暑期型嘅。
This was our church family camp at CIBC Oakland.
系以前我教会嘅一个嘅暑假度假营。
Well, in the afternoon we had a tournament, a basketball tournament.
一下午我哋有一个篮球比赛。
And two high school students asked me to join their team.
两个中学生叫我同佢一队一齐比赛。
And I said, okay, I could do one basketball. That's all. One game. That's all.
好啦，我同你玩一场啦。
And so we played that first game, and I call this the heat stroke because the sun was so hot. I thought I was going to die on the basketball court.
打第一场我就已经系觉得好唔舒服，中暑。
And what happened? We won that game.
居然系咁嘅情况之下都赢咗个场比赛。
And I said, "That's all. That's all I could take. I'm 55 years old, two high schooler. That's all." I quit.
我都55岁人啦，我就系打一场嘅啫，同你哋。
He said, "No, Pastor Al, we won. We got to go to the second round." I said, "No."
话你赢咗一场，我要再去准决赛。
And as dumb as I am, I said, "Okay, I'll go to the
second round." 我谂都唔谂就 OK， 同你一齐打多场。
And then I rested up and I played with these two high school students and I called the second match the knockdown, bang out game.
第二场波我真系好似攞命搏咁。
And so a knockout bangout game as we played the second one, it got rougher and it got tougher the second round.
就系呢个第二轮嘅赛事系更加系要用好多嘅体力。
And one of the college students at our church saw Pastor Al and he ran after me and blocked me and boom, I went down on the court on my back.
有个大学生同我打嘅时候咧，将我碰撞嘅时候，我跌咗喺个地上边。
I said, "Don't you have any respect for pastors?"
有啲对牧师都冇乜尊敬嘅，你哋。
I got knocked down.
竟然俾佢撞到啊
！And my youngest daughter was sitting in the audience like you're sitting.
我最细个女咧系睇住我打波。
And she cried and cried and cried.
喊起上嚟。
She thought I was dead.
佢以为我就系再俾人撞死啊！
And we played that round, and you know what happened? We won!
居然赢波。
I said, okay, two high schoolers, no more, no more.
咁话唔会啊，唔再玩啦，唔再玩啦。
You don't want to bury your pastor at the camp.
你唔想喺个暑期营嗰度将你个牧师埋葬。
And as stupid as I am, Pastor Al is really stupid.
但我居然系做一件咁蠢嘅事。
I went to third round of championship.
再打多一轮同佢哋。
And so we played last year's champion.
咁啊，同旧年赢波嗰队嚟打喎。
And I call this the bloody final.
我叫呢个血腥嘅准啊决赛。
The bloody final. And what happened? We play rough and tough. This is a championship game. And then, as we were playing, I looked up my T-shirt. It was bloody. 我
打嘅时候已经望件衫，居然系有啲血迹喺度。
Excuse me, I looked into my T-shirt to find out where I was bleeding.
睇下我喺边度流血呢？
And I didn't see any cuts on my body, but my T-shirt was full of blood.
但我虽然我自己身上冇乜损伤，但我衫有血。
You know what? The center of the opposing team fell down and cut the web of his hand.
因为对面嗰个球有个选手啊，球手咧打正选手。
And that his hand was bleeding.
佢嘅手流血。
And what happened? He was pushing off on me.
咁佢用手嚟拱我。
He was pushing off on me, pushing me away, and I had his blood print on my.
所以佢手上血咧就跑咗上我件衫度啦。
I said, "Why are you doing this to your pastor?"
点解咁嚟去对付你个牧师
？At the end of that game,
打完呢场波之后
，we won.
居然我哋又赢埋呢场。
Two teenagers.
And
my age at 55,
加上我一个老人家
more than their two ages, they're only 16, 17.
咁啊，居然打赢对手呢啲好年轻嘅。
You know, I have realized quitters are never winners, and winners are never quitters.
真系赢嘅人咧，系唔会半途而废。
Run with endurance.
所以用一个耐力嚟到持久去赛跑。
Run long.
是走一个很长的赛程。
I'd like to just share another illustration of running a different race.
我想再跟大家分享一些的比喻。
I had Reverend Greg Ao Yang. He passed at 37 years old.
有一个牧师欧阳洛士牧师他是37岁去世。
If you pass young,You ran a short race.
如果你咁年轻去世嘅时候咧，系跑一个短程嘅赛事。
But he ran faithful.
但佢好忠心嘅跑。
I have another pastor friend, Reverend Garland Chan. He died of a heart attack playing racquetball.
但另一个牧师佢打壁球嘅时候系心脏病去世。
My roommate passed at 43 years old. He ran a medium race.
佢嗰时系43岁，佢走咗个中程嘅赛程。
And it's only by the grace of God that I'm standing before you this morning because God permitted me to run a long race.
只系纯粹因为神嘅恩典，叫我今天咁嘅年纪仍然可以站喺你面前。
Whether it's a short race, a medium race, or a long race, run faithful.
无论系短程、中程或者长程，忠心嘅地去跑。
So in running the race.In the Christian life, run long with endurance.
基督徒嘅赛程里边，耐力嘅、持久嘅跑。
Here's the third point.
第三点。
Everybody stand, please.
再请大家企起身。
Number one, in running the race, run, put your hands light, slow.
系轻省嘅跑。
Get rid of sin, get rid of unbelief.
放弃前里边嘅罪。
Number two, in running the race, run long.
第二是持久耐力的跑。
Run with endurance.
是有耐力的忍耐的。
Okay,
请坐。请坐。
Number three.
第三。
The Hebrew writer says, in running the race, run focus.
第三是要专注。
And everyone, I want you to do that, hands. In running the race, run focus.
可以手咁样嚟到代表你系专注。
You see, if you run focus, you're like Mary. You sit and listen and worship Jesus.
如果你专注，你好似玛利亚咁嚟到专注喺耶稣身上。
You see, Jesus is our focus, fixing our eyes on Him.
耶稣系嗰位我哋需要专注嘅眼目放喺佢身上。
I think there's probably two groups here this morning, Mary types and Martha types.
我哋当中可能有啲系似马大，有啲似玛利亚。
Mary knew how to focus.
玛利亚知道点样专注。
And Martha's always distracted.
马大成日受到干扰。
Remember Peter?
记得彼得。
When Peter requests of the Lord, Lord, Have me come and walk on the water towards you.
彼得问耶稣，我可唔可以好啊喺水上面行到你嗰度？
And the Lord invited Peter to come.
耶稣就叫佢过嚟啦。
And Peter had his eyes fixed on Jesus, walking on water.
他专注喺耶稣身上嘅时候，佢就喺水上面行。
And then the wind picked up, the storm picked up, and Peter took his eyes off the Lord.
但系一个大浪过嚟嘅时候咧，彼得就冇再望住耶稣。
And what happens when you take your eyes off the Lord?
当你冇专注耶稣嘅时候，有咩发生咧？
Remember this.
记住。
You begin to sink.
你就会沉落去。
Some of you brothers and sisters in Christ are sinking this morning.
当中我知道你有啲人系喺度沉紧落去。
Why?
点解咧？
You take your eyes off Jesus.
因为将你专注力向耶稣身上移开。
You see yourself. You see money. You see pleasures. You take your eyes off Jesus.
你睇自己或者专注喺其他嘅事情上边，你就将眼目从耶稣身上离开。
And when Peter began to sink, he said, "Lord, save me."
彼得沉落去嘅时候，佢求耶稣，佢救佢。
Admiral Byrd, the explorer who discovered the South Pole.
大家可能记得有一个系发现去南极探险嘅上将。
And so when he was down in the South Pole, he had a little house with a chimney on top.
咁嗰度咧，佢有一间屋，屋系有个烟囱嘅。
Every day he would exercise in the South Pole and then go back into his little house.
每一天呢，他出去外边探险，又到那日完的时候回家。
One day he went out a little bit too far and it was snowing pretty heavily.
有一天他出去的时候呢，是落大雪。
He turned around.
他就望回头。
He couldn't see the chimney.
看不到个烟囱。
He couldn't see the house.
即是看不到他自己的屋。
And he knew that it'd be a matter of time he would die if he didn't get back into the house.
他知道呢，很短时间之后，如果找不回屋呢，他就会死的了。
He did a real smart thing.
他做了一个很聪明的事。
He took his stake and put it down where he was.
就将他自己mark住他自己在哪里。
And that stake would be his reference point.
成为他一个参照的一个点。
And he would go around the stake in one circle looking for the house.
那个围绕着这个参照点一个打一个圈。
He'd go further out and take another circumference trying to find the house.
然后呢，就再行远啲，仍然围绕住呢个参照点一个圈。
And he kept on going further till he could barely see the stake.
越去揾得远嘅时候，差唔多见唔到一支杆木杆嘅时候。
He always looked at the stake and he was as far as he could get and boom, he fell right into the entrance of his house.
去到个点离开嗰支木棍好远，嘣一声佢就撞到佢自己，原来去到翻自己屋嗰度。
It was the stake that was his reference point.
呢支木棍呢，成为佢一个参照点。
That saved him.
居然拯救咗佢。
Remember,
记住,
Jesus is our reference point.
耶稣是我们的参照点。
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
专注在耶稣身上。
I always want to say this when we fix our eyes on Jesus. And then it says here in verse 2, after he sat down at his right hand on the throne of God.
耶稣 坐在父神的右边。
That's a beautiful picture of Jesus sitting next to the Heavenly Father.
是一幅很美的图画，他坐在父神的右边。
When Jesus sat down in heaven next to the Father, it said two things.
又讲到他坐下之后有两件事情。
When he sat down, he says, "It is finished. The work on the cross is finished for us."
他说，十字架上的工作已经完成了。
And then when he sat down, he began a new ministry. Listen very carefully. This new ministry while Christ is in heaven next to the Father is a ministry, a mediation, an intercession. Jesus prays for you.
他所做，现在所做的就是为我们代祷。
If that doesn't encourage you, nothing will.
如果这样都不可以鼓励你的话，真是什么都不可以鼓励到你们。
Wherever you are, Jesus sits down, he has a ministry as a high priest, he's praying for you, he's encouraging you, he knows your every need.
耶稣知道你每一样的需要，他一路是鼓励你们。
And so that's the fixing your eyes on Jesus. Okay, everybody stand up. Okay. Number one.
第一,
run light.
是走得輕省,
number two.
第二,
run long.
是長久耐力地跑,
number three.
第三,
run focus.
是專注地去跑, 清楚。
And the last one here.
最後,
the number four.
第四點,
is run strong.
是跑得有力,
run strong.
跑得有力。
It says, for consider him, consider Jesus, who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
这里是,
you want to consider running a good race, consider Jesus.
你想做,
he endured.
他专心忍耐,
he ran strong.
他是有跑得有力。
And he gives us the strength in Philippians 4:13. I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
他给我们有能力，因为腓立比书里话，我靠着加给我力量嘅凡事都能做。
So number four is Jesus tells us to run strong.
第四点就系耶稣叫我哋跑得有力。
Before I close in prayer, this concludes my message.
我结束嘅之前咧，
I'd like to give the gift for anyone like to come up this morning.
誰想贏這個獎品可以上來?
Duck Maya.
準備好沒呢?
Okay, here it is. Just come on up. If you know the answer, if you already won, please let somebody else win.
如果你準備好,你有這個問題答案,你就可以上來拿獎了。
In running a race, what four things must you do?
要贏,要跑這個賽,哪四樣你要做的?
And you must do the hand motions with it.
做這個手勢的。
Okay, please come on. I have a gift for you.
哇, 這個有個獎品的。
Fidi Loy. Yes.
有人。
Come on up. No, no, you got to come up, please.
要上來這裡示範。
You have to tell me your name, please.
My name is Joyce.
Joyce?
Yes.
Okay, please tell the audience what four things must you do in running a good
one
race.
Running light.
Running light.
One long.
Running long.
One focus.
Running focus.
I think one strong.
Running strong. Two long. because you're such a sweet person, I have red grapes for you to share with
Thank
your family.
You very much.
Even if a person missed the answer, I would have gave them the grapes. Because they were so brave to come up.
就算答得不是全對呢,我都會有獎,因為他這麼有勇氣跑上來答。
And I hope this morning, when we leave the doors, you will run a good race.
因為今天離開這裡的時候,大家走一個好的賽程。
Let's pray.
我們祈禱。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and just help us to run a good race for the Lord Jesus Christ, and to remain focused. Keep our eyes on Jesus. I thank you for this congregation. Lord, bless them. Encourage them that they would run a good race. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.